Good evening and welcome to Kislev Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 4th of Kislev. Baruch Hashem, we continue Simen Chof Aleph, Sif Tes. And we are talking about a lot of the halachas about a missed tefillah. That a person misses a tefillah, how you make up a tefillah. And it's not so obvious how one makes up a tefillah. We've been talking a person missing shacharis. The most interesting halacha, perhaps, that we've learned so far is that if a person would miss saying Yalav Yavai on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. If a person didn't say Yalav Yavai on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, so normally you'd have to repeat Mincha. But if a person didn't repeat Mincha, does he have to now say two Myrvs or not? We said no, a person does not have to say two Myrvs because you would not be getting back the Yalav Yavai by that second Myrv. So therefore, it's not helpful up to Sif Tes. Mishu Tzarech L'Spal Shachar Shtayim. Let's say a person missed Myrv, and he now has to say two shachars, or he has to say two minchas because he missed shachars. If he was the chazen, we actually learned this earlier, he satisfies his obligation of repeating his Shemoneh Esrei by davening Shemoneh Esrei out loud as the chazan. And in note 33, it says he should have in mind both his compensatory Shemoneh Esrei as well as to discharge the obligation of those who are unable to recite Shemoneh Esrei on their own. Meaning he's double dipping here. His Shemoneh Esrei is both going to be making up his shacharis, and it's also going to be as chazaras shachats for those in need. This once again gets back to my question I asked a few days ago, that if a person misses, a person should volunteer to be the chazan, because then he would not be saying, so to speak, unnecessary shmoneh esrei. Siv yud. Now that we've completed the halachas of making up, it says over here, mishnah is stopik life. If a person's in doubt in his fellow life, whether he daven shmoneh esrei or not, bizmana zeh, nowadays, you do not go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei, meaning you do not say a compensatory Shemoneh Esrei. And in the middle, he says, what do you mean by nowadays? Nowadays, we don't do a Tefillas Nedava. And a Tefillas Nedava was a special tefillah. You'd say that I am doing this as a voluntary tefillah. And there are certain halachas of voluntary tefillah, but we do not do these special voluntary tefillahs. And therefore, if a person's unsure whether he davened Shemoneh Esrei, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he has no way to fix it, and he should just go on with his life. He should certainly do tshuva. Siman Chaf Beis, we learn the halachas of Tachanun. Now, it's important to learn the halachas of Tachanun because so many people do not recognize the great, great, great value of Tachanun. We're up to Siman Chaf Beis. Sif Aleph, La'achra Shemoneh Esrei, Oimrim, Tachanun. After we say Shemoneh Esrei, a person should immediately say Tachanun b'nefilas apayim while falling on their face. Now, my wonderful Sephardic Talmidim do not necessarily fall on their face when they say Tachanun. Ve'in ledaber sichas chul, and a person should not engage in mundane conversation between Shemoneh Esrei leTachanun, between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. It's supposed to go directly one into the other. In fact, I remember seeing that when a person says Tachanun, a person is supposed to literally not move as much as he can to be able to maintain the direct connection between shacharis, between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun Sif Beis. Bishacharis, when a person is saying shacharis, kevon, I'm saying by Tachanun of shacharis, kevon sheyesh tefillin b'smaylei, when a person wears tefillin, a man is wearing tefillin by shacharis, so his tefillin's on his left arm, so noitin al tzad yamin mishum kavod tefillin. In that case, a person should lean on his right side in order not to have his head going on his tefillin straps. Ubimincha, and by mincha time, where he's not wearing tefillin, noitin al tzad smol, then a person should lean on his left side. Meaning technically the best thing for nefilas apayim, for leaning over, would be to do it on your left side. But you can't do it on your left side because you're wearing tefillin. So we do it on our right side when we cannot do it on our left side. In note 5, it says, generally speaking, like I just said, it's more appropriate to lean toward the left side while praying. Why is it so good to lean toward your left? Very important thing to know. Because when you daven, it's as if the Shechina HaKadosha is facing you. So when someone is facing you, your left is their right. And so their primary side, so to speak, is towards your left. So therefore, you want to lean left to be on the person facing you, their primary side, their right side. Sif Gimel. Nefilas apayim yesh liyos miyusha. When a person says nefilas apayim, we're referring to Tachanun, by putting her heads down, a person should be sitting when he says it. If a person is in a pressing situation, then a person would be allowed to stay standing, as we will hopefully discuss. We actually did discuss earlier some pressing halachas. For example, when someone's davening behind you and you cannot go down. After tachanun has been said, we say the tefillah of Va'anach Lenidu, we do not know. V'yesh lo imrim b'yeshiva. And you should say also that the words Va'anach Lenida, where while you are sitting, and then you say after the first three words, the next words, and the rest of the paragraph while standing. Obviously, even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has not listed it, the minhag by us is that we don't just say Tachnun and then go to Vanachlu Leineda. We say a whole section of Shema Yisrael, Shema Sheiris Yisrael, and everyone should follow their local minhag, their custom. Sif Dalid. Falling on the face, this halach of tachnun is only done, very important, in a place that has a sefer Torah. But in a place where there is no sefer Torah, even though there might be many wonderful halachos farim in that place, but not a sefer Torah, a person should not put his head down when there is no sefer Torah. Rather, we say that the capital, and he hasn't actually listed which capital we say, but it's Perek Vav. Chabad says a different Perek, but it's Perek Vav. So he says that Perek of Tilim without putting his head down. But if a person was not davening in the shul itself, he was davening like in a lobby of the shul or a courtyard of the shul, and the door of the shul is in fact open, so you could see directly towards the Aron, Nechshav Kilo Hayosham Sefer Torah. It's considered that place where you are right now, as if there is a Sefer Torah. Now, in note 8, he says, what's the importance of a Sefer Torah? The Reikeach finds a scriptural allusion, meaning something from the Torah that connects to this idea, from the fact that Yeshua, when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, fell upon his face before the Aron Kodesh. So we too only fall upon our face when we are facing the Aron Kodesh. There's another note here, note 9. The custom in the city of Yerushalayim is to fall on one's face, to do tachanun during tachanun, even in a place that has no sefer Torah. This is due to the exalted holiness of Yerushalayim, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that this custom applies to anyone, including visitors, when they pray in Yerushalayim. So my wonderful Talmud, who's on the recording right now, and is in Yerushalayim, and he might meet some Ashkenazim. If he meets some Ashkenazim, you should tell him that even if there's no Sefer Torah, you always say Tachanun B'Nefilas HaPayim in Yerushalayim. If you're not in Yerushalayim, so like we said, unless there's a Sefer Torah, we don't do Tachanun. There was a question that we had in our yeshiva a number of years ago, when it was a different yeshiva, and the question was, is that we had a Sefer Torah, but it wasn't always in the room with us. We had to go and bring a Sefer Torah and put it into the Aron Kodesh that was in our room. Should we never say Tachanun B'Nefilas HaPayim in that case? One of the Talmidim of the yeshiva came over and asked me this question. Sif, hey, when a person is davening in the house of mourning, in a shiva house, or in the house of someone that the person has who has died, meaning a person has died in that house and the person is gone now, but it's not the shiva house. Meaning, like we'll see in just a moment, we do not say tachanun during the 7 days of mourning. We don't even say tachanun now, but if a person is in this situation, we don't even say tachanun by mincha on the last day of mourning. Meaning, even though a person has already gotten up that morning, still by mincha they don't say tachanun. And the minhag is shegam b'shuvam lebeisam einam oimrim, that even when they got back to their house, like we said, on that day of the last day, they still do not say tachanun. V'im yesh ovel b'beis haknesses, if there is a mourner in shul, and meaning that it's a mourner, it sounds like he is still within his 7 days, einat tzibur nigror and achar, the members of that community are not dragged after, meaning they are not affected by him, but v'im tachanun, they will say tachanun. El sha ovel eino eimer, but the mourner does not say it. So a person is sitting shiva, and he is in shul, the other people would say tachanun, but he himself does not say tachanun. Let's continue. Sif vav. Ein oimrim tachanun. We don't say tachanun beveis haknesses sheyesha mila. As Hashem, much better. Talk more simchas. If there's a bris mila in that shul, we don't say tachanun. Oisha bala bris. Or even if the bris mila is not in that shul, but the father of the baby, oya sandik, or the one who holds the baby, oya mail, or the mail, misbalim sham, if they are davening there, afsha mila tehebe bayis achar, even if the mila is going to happen in some other location, so that you still do not say tachanun. That's by shachers. Misbalim mincha bebeis atinik. Similarly, if a minyan is praying mincha in the home of the bris, kaidim sudas habris, before the suuda of the bris, oyba emsa suuda, or middle of the feast, gam kein in oimrim. So in those cases, a person would not say tachanun. So again, if the tzandik, the mayel, or the baby's father is davening anywhere for shachris, so then there is no Tachna that is said in that shul, even if the bris is not going to be in that shul. Similarly, if the bris is going to be an afternoon for whatever reason, so then as long as it's before the Suda or during the Suda where they're davening mincha, you don't say tachna. But if it's already after the Suda, berachas hamazon has already been said, then they should say tachna. But those three people we listed earlier, they still don't say themselves, they themselves do not say tachna. Even after berachas hamazon, mishim diyamtiv shalahem. Who, because for these people it's their own special Yom Tov, but doesn't affect the rest of the people now that it's not in the morning anymore. Sif Zayin. Similarly, Tachan is not said, in a shul where there is a chasen bezeh Hashem, kol shivas yimei mishter shalai, so long as the 7 days, meaning what we call during Shemar Brachis. Im a chasen haya bachar, haya kala besula, so long as the chasen or the kala had never been previously married. Aval almon shenos almana, but a widower who marries a widow, ein loy rak shloisha yamim, they don't have 7 days of celebration where you don't say tachan, they only have 3 days where tachan is not said, ve'achar kach, oimrim, and then after that, on the third day, Tachanun once again is said. So the first day, the second day, the third day, including sounds like the chasen day. Uviyem chupa on the wedding day, when the chasen is in a shul, b'shachers oimrim during the shachers tachanun is said with mincha shu samach lechupa, but mincha that is right near the time of the chupa. Ein oimrim tachanun is not said. So this Baruch Hashem is a very, very practical halacha that if a chasen is in shul, as long as it's either the day of the chuppah from mincha and on, or it's the day of Shemar Brachos, so then a person is not going to say tachanun if they're a part of that minyan. Siv ches, and a Baruch Hashem, he doesn't say over here anything about that the chasen should leave the shul. That's a very strange thing that does come up nowadays, that the chasen leaves the shul because he doesn't want to not say tachanun. It's clearly not accepted over here in the Kitzur. Siv ches, ein oimrim tachanun. Tachanun is not recited. Lo b'ruish chedesh. Not in Rosh Chodesh, v'loy b'tu ba'av, v'loy b'tu b'shvat. Not in tu ba'av or tu b'shvat, we don't say tachanun. V'loy b'chanuk. We don't say Tachanun Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, Habalin Ulteva. V'lei B'Purim Gadol Shnei Yamin. We don't say Tachanun on the regular Purim. Both days means Purim and Shushan Purim. V'lei B'Purim Katan Shnei Yamin. And if there is a leap year, we don't say Tachanun on the 2 days of Purim Kat. V'lei B'lag Ba'omer. V'lei B'chol Chodesh Nisan. We don't say Tachanun the entire month of Nisan. V'lei B'Tisha B'Av. Nor on Tisha B'Av, because we know that Tisha B'Av one day will be a Yom Tov, and there's certain Yom Tov aspects to it. V'lei B'Yam Shabin Yom Kippurim L'Sukkos. We also don't say Tachanun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. V'lei Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Adla Acher Isru Chag Dishvus. We also don't say Tachanun for Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Isru Chag. This clearly is the minhag of the Kitzur. Chasidim don't say Tachanun for even longer after that. V'loy v'Isru Chag Dishvus. Nor do we say Tachanun on the day after Sukkos. B'chol Elu Ein Oimim Gamim Mincha Shalafneim. In all these days, obviously Isru Chag, we don't say Tachanun for the Mincha before because it's still Yom Tov. But in all these days, we don't say Tachanun even the Mincha prior, meaning the Mincha prior to Rosh Chodesh or the Mincha prior to Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, etc. We don't say Tachanun. But on Erev Yom Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, we do say Tachanun, even though Tachanun is not said on Erev Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. But before the Mincha, before Erev Hashanah, we still say Tachanun. But Erev Hashanah, Erev Yom Gam Slichas, and even on Erev Hashanah, we actually say Tachanun during Slichas. But after Slichas, we no longer say Tachanun. So a lot of days, and certainly people turn to their Siddurim to see all the days that a person is supposed to avoid saying Tachanun. Sif Tes, B'Sheni u'B'Chamishi, on Mondays and Thursdays, Lefi, this is very important to focus on this, Lefi, especially for Ashkenazim, Lefi Shem Yemei Ratzon. These are very favorable times in our relationship with Hashem. Why are Monday and Thursdays so special? Ki Ba'arboim Yem Shekabalos Luchay Shniya, is because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain during the 40 days, when he got the second Luchay, is all of Moshe Rabbeinu B'Yem Chamishi. And those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Thursday and he came down on a Monday. And therefore, those days where Moshe Rabbeinu brought back the Luchas and created and developed the relationship with the Jewish people in Hashem, so they became very special days on Mondays and Thursdays. Therefore, we say extra Tachanun on those days. And we say V'huracham prior to saying Tachanun. We have to say them while standing. I wish some people, including myself, would do this, to say it with concentration and deliberately, slowly, Derech tachanunim, in a pleading manner. You're supposed to say the Monday and Thursday slichas slowly, clearly, and in a begging way to Hashem. And those days we don't say tachanun, we also don't say the extension of Mondays and Thursdays. Sif yud la'achar tachanun. After saying tachanun, oimrim chatzi kaddish. We say the half kaddish. Ushein v'chamishi oimrim kel erech apayim. On Mondays and Thursdays, we say kel erech apayim. Me'umad, while standing. V'ayin l'kamon simen chav hei. Mosa in say when we do not say it. It's very important. Well, now that we finished this, we're concluding. But it's very important if you see over here in Sif Yud, where he says that on Mondays and Thursdays we say Kel Erech Apayim. Many people assume that Kel Erech Apayim is something connected to Kriyas HaTorah, but it's clear that it's more connected to Tachanun than it is to Kriyas HaTorah. It's an extension of Tachanun that is said on Mondays and Thursdays prior to the Torah coming out. But it is a section of Tachanun. Okay, with that we conclude Sif Siman Chaf Beis, and everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.